2 weeks earlier, Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. The lights in the room over the Diamond Tavern were all on, the rich yellow and gold fighting off the winter darkness. Cooper finished his first glass of whiskey, then refilled his drink before leaning back in his chair. He ignored the antique clock on the wall that was about to sound the top of the hour. His brothers were late for their weekly meeting, again. Although he supposed he couldn't blame them. Both his younger siblings had ladies at home now who were keeping them on their toes. Laughter rang from somewhere downstairs. A hearty sound from Alex that was echoed by James. Satisfaction and happiness that screamed they'd not only found companionship, but sexual contentment with their mates. The image of deep brown eyes and the softest fall of long dark hair shot through Cooper's brain along with the scent of her. His body reacted instantly, and he stretched out his legs to create more room. He couldn't even blame animal instincts. This was all human reaction to one huge temptation. A moment later, the door to his right swung open and Amber Mayawayan poked her head out.
"I finished the final tasks you wanted sorted. Need anything else before I head home?"
What did he need? To pick her up and lick the pulse at the base of her neck would be a good starting point. Or maybe to wrap his hands around her waist and place her on top of his desk after he'd stripped every inch of clothing from her body, then lay her out to feast on the sweetness between... Cooper shook his head firmly as his brothers stepped into the room.
"Nothing, thanks."
"Then I'll see you tomorrow."
She smiled at Alex and James as she weaved past them, walking out the door and taking Cooper's heart with her. His bear lunged. Cooper hauled the beast back under control.
"Not yet." "But you want her," his bear grumbled.
"Patience," Cooper scolded.
"You know we hate being patient," his bear stated plainly. "Patience sucks."
Indeed it did.
"Hey, Amber, I almost forgot. Send Kaylee a text,"
James called after her as he settled in his chair kitty corner to Cooper's.
"She wants to coordinate something with you."
"Will do."
Her answer drifted up the stairs, her voice growing fainter.
"I hope there's more of that left,"
Alex said with a gesture toward Cooper's drink. He grinned as he spotted the whiskey bottle and headed over to pour servings for himself and James.
"That's something I like about you, Coop. Always prepared, especially in the important things."
Cooper smiled in acknowledgement of the compliment.
"It's one of my many talents."
His younger brothers lifted their glasses in a toast before they all took a slow sip. Appreciative noises sounded from Alex and James immediately, which Cooper admitted was deeply satisfying. He liked being good at what he did, whether it was running the family gem company or choosing fine liquors. No use doing a job if you were going to only do it half-assed. Cooper Borealis was not the type to half-ass anything.
"Either of you heard from Mom and Dad lately?"
James put forward the question, his eyes bright with contentment as he propped up his feet and relaxed. Alex shook his head.
"The last update said they planned to Skype with us sometime before the end of the year, but they were headed into an area with no internet service. I don't expect more news until just before New Year's. They would never miss Grandpa's birthday celebration, even if it's just a virtual visit. Kaylee's parents will still be MIA during the holidays, which isn't all bad."
James made a face as he whirled his whiskey thoughtfully.
"I guess that means Christmas dinner will be the five of us, plus Grandpa and Grandma."